Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Did you know that despite steady improvement, women's representation in the Indian Parliament remains far below the global average, with only around 14% of seats being held by women, compared to the global average of around 26%? The Union Government has proposed conducting early delimitation using 2011 census data instead of waiting for the yet-to-be-conducted 2026 census to implement the Women's Reservation Act before the 2029 general elections. Under this proposal, Lok Sabha seats would increase from 543 to approximately 816. But why does this matter? The Women's Reservation Act, also known as the 106th Constitutional Amendment, provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies, as well as the NCT of Delhi Assembly. However, it does not apply to the Rajya Sabha or state legislative councils. The Act links implementation to a census and subsequent delimitation. Since the 2021 census was postponed due to COVID-19 and the 2026 census has not yet been conducted, implementation could be delayed until the 2030s, defeating the Act's purpose. But what exactly changed? The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act, passed in September 2023, provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies, and also applies to the NCT of Delhi Assembly. It does not apply to the Rajya Sabha or state legislative councils. The reservation is set to commence after the next delimitation exercise based on the first census conducted after the Act, and will be rotated after each subsequent delimitation. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Women's Reservation Act has been a long time coming. The original bill, the 81st Amendment Bill, was introduced by Prime Minister Devgovda in 1996. However, it has taken several decades for the Act to finally be passed. In the meantime, local bodies have been a success story, with the 73rd and 74th Constitutional Amendments providing for 33% reservation for women in panchayats and municipalities. Several states have gone further, with Bihar, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, and Rajasthan providing for 50% reservation for women in panchayats. This has resulted in over 14 lakh elected women representatives in Panchayati Raj institutions across India. But why is this significant? Studies have shown that women-led panchayats invest more in water, sanitation, and education. This is a crucial aspect of social change through political representation. Now, let us look at the implications of the Women's Reservation Act. The Act is set to increase the number of women in Parliament, which is currently at around 14%. This is far below the global average of around 26%. India ranks 143rd out of 190 countries in terms of women's parliamentary representation, according to the Interparliamentary Union. The early delimitation proposal is set to fast-track the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act. The proposal involves conducting delimitation using 2011 census data instead of waiting for the 2026 census. This will allow for the implementation of the Act before the 2029 general elections. However, this proposal is not without its challenges. One of the key concerns is the North-South divide, with southern states having successfully implemented family planning programs and slowed population growth, while northern states have grown faster. A population-based delimitation would increase seats for high-growth northern states and reduce the proportional weight of southern states, effectively penalizing them for responsible governance. The expansion-only model addresses this concern by ensuring that no existing constituency is eliminated and southern states retain their current seat count. New seats are added proportionally, with many going to larger northern states, and women's reservation applies across all states. Now, let us look at the constitutional provisions at play. Article 81 provides for the composition of the Lok Sabha, which is currently limited to 550 elected members from states and 20 from union territories. Article 82 provides for the readjustment of seats after each census through a delimitation act. Article 170 provides for the composition of state legislative assemblies. The 84th Constitutional Amendment, which was passed in 2002, froze delimitation until the first census taken after 2026, based on 1971 population figures. This was done to not penalize states that controlled population growth. The 87th Amendment, which was passed in 2003, provided for the delimitation of SC cent reserved seats based on the 2001 census. Now, let us turn to the key features of the early delimitation proposal. The proposal involves conducting delimitation using 2011 census data instead of waiting for the 2026 census. This will allow for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act before the 2029 general elections. The government needs to pass a new Delimitation Act in Parliament, and a Delimitation Commission, headed by a retired Supreme Court judge, must be constituted. The commission will redraw constituency boundaries using 2011 census data. Constitutional amendments to Articles 81 and 170 will require a two-thirds majority in both houses. State assemblies will also need to be expanded proportionally. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Women's Reservation Act, also known as the 106th Constitutional Amendment, provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies, as well as the NCT of Delhi Assembly. It does not apply to the Rajya Sabha or state legislative councils. The Act was passed in September 2023. And provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. The original bill, the 81st Amendment Bill, was introduced by Prime Minister Devgovda in 1996. The last delimitation was conducted in 2008 by the Justice Kuldeep Singh Commission, based on the 2001 census. The 84th Amendment, which was passed in 2002, froze delimitation until the first census taken after 2026, based on 1971 population figures. The 87th Amendment, which was passed in 2003, provided for the delimitation of SC cent reserved seats based on the 2001 census. The current Lok Sabha has a total of 543 seats, with 530 seats from states and 13 from union territories. There are 84 SC reserved seats and 47th Street reserved seats. The number of women MPs in the 18th Lok Sabha is 74, which is around 13.6% of the total number of MPs now. How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Women's Reservation Act is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the areas of women's empowerment, social change through political representation, and delimitation. Remember this number, 33%, which is the percentage of reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. Note this carefully, the Women's Reservation Act does not apply to the Rajya Sabha or state legislative councils. This is a favorite prelims fact. The 106th Constitutional Amendment provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of the Women's Reservation Act. The Act is set to increase the number of women in Parliament, which is currently at around 14%. This is a crucial aspect of social change through political representation, and will have significant implications for women's empowerment in India. The implementation of the Act will also have significant implications for the country's development, particularly in the areas of education, healthcare, and sanitation.